What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Be Wary of White Girls Who Embrace the Islamic Religion. Now, right off the bat, for me to make a video like this, it just shows how bad the current world order that we are living in really is. Because from a religious perspective, you are not allowed to be suspicious of other people. So when somebody tells you, hey, I'm a Muslim, I'm a good person, I am gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, you really are not allowed, you're supposed to take them on face value and not be suspicious of their motive. But in today's world, that not only has turned upside down, but when a woman does anything, like why is she becoming a Muslim, why is she talking to me, you have to ask yourself the question, what does she want from me? What is her ulterior motive? And this is just the world that we live in today, gentlemen, where you always have to be wary of what's going on, because a lot of women out there, guys, they have been ran through, they've been used, they've been abused, and now they just want a insurance policy, like Taylor the Fiend would say. A lot of women out there, guys, they're not relationship material. They quite frankly, they don't want the relationship. They just want that beta male provider who's going to be there for them when nobody else will be there for them. So a lot of these white girls who are embracing the Islamic religion, I've been making videos about white girls embracing Islam, and I've been warning you about these white girls who embrace Islam, because a lot of them usually are smarter than the average bear, and women who are smarter than the average woman, the more smarter, the more cunning a woman is, the more dangerous she is, you know. A dumb bitch, you can kick her out and she'll go suck some other guy's cock and that will be that. But a smart bitch is very, very dangerous because she knows how to manipulate people. So there's a lot of non-Muslim women who are coming into the Islamic religion, and I question their motives. You know, a lot of these women, they have the same story. I was a prostitute, I was a whore, I was a drug addict, I slipped around, and I found Allah, praise Jesus, Allahu Akbar, and all of a sudden I'm a good Muslim girl, and I want a good Muslim man to marry me. Now, as you guys know, I was married to an Egyptian hijabi who did exactly that. What she really wanted was the American green card. And needless to say, we were divorced within a month, even though, you know, she was Allahu Akbar, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. You know, she really put on a good act that she was actually a good, decent Muslim woman. But the reality of the matter was, she was a prostitute. So, you know, Muslim women, they hide the fact that they're prostitutes. White women, on the other hand, they actually talk about being prostitutes, and all of a sudden, you know, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, they found Allah all of a sudden around the age of, 27, 28 years old when they hit the wall. Now, a lot of women out there, the white women who embrace Islam, these are mud sharks, and like I mentioned before, a mud shark is a white girl who sleeps exclusively with black people. Again, guys, there is nothing wrong with white women sleeping with the black guys. The problem is when white women go out and they sleep with niggas. Niggas, according to Donovan Sharp, are low-life scumbags. You don't have to be black to be a nigga. You could be white, even tons of white guys who are niggas as well. So the problem with these women who sleep with mud sharks is that they usually are crazy. They have borderline personality disorder. And again, they're usually smarter than the average woman, which makes them very, very dangerous. Now, a lot of women out there, a lot of these mud sharks out there, they see Arab guys like a cross between black and white. You know, they think that Arab guys are like barbarian and thugs, like black guys. And also at the same time, they think that Arab guys are going to give them the stability and the status of a white guy. This is what makes Arabs so damn irresistible to predatory white women, because they view you again as a cross between a black man and a white man. And this is why a lot of women out there, white women, are embracing the Islamic religion after they were ran through. Because a lot of these women, they can come out and they can say, and I've heard it so many times, guys, these white women, they say, oh, I was a prostitute, I slept with hundreds of guys, and then I found Allah, now my sins have been forgiven. Look, Islam does say that when you convert, your sins are wiped away. However, guys, you need to understand that mileage on the pussy, that odometer never ever goes to zero. And the thing you guys need to understand is that, do women really have souls? Yes, there's a heaven and hell for women. In fact, Islam tells us the vast majority of people in the hellfire are women, because they're ingrate. They're ungrateful. That's the reason why there's women going to hell, because they're ungrateful to the men, which obviously is true, as we all know by now. Just look up the divorce statistics and what women do in a divorce. So what's happening is that when these girls embrace Islam, they tell you, hey, I'm a good Muslim woman now, I've changed my evil ways, I'm now looking for a good Muslim man to take care of me. Guys, you need to understand, never in the history of mankind were women able to become dirty, dirty whores and all of a sudden turn shit around. You know, throughout human history and up until maybe like 100 years ago, the average person only knew 200 people in their entire lifetime, and they died where they were born. So if a woman was a whore, a prostitute, you know, 1400 years ago during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, you know, everybody would know and would stay away from that woman. They would shun her out of society. Now, I know some of you Muslim guys like to get smart and say, yo, Omar, you're a proponent of zina. You want people to have illegal sexual intercourse. Guys, I made a video titled, the other day titled, Throw Away Woman. Guys, you have to understand, throughout human history, there were always prostitutes. There were prostitutes during Muhammad, during Jesus, and during the lifetime of Moses. And yet, these guys never ever stamped out prostitution. Now, you and I cannot be pimps, you know. As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW TV. I can easily take the MGTOW TV software and turn it into OnlyFans, but I don't do that. Why? Because it's haram. I can't do that. Now, I cannot be a pimp, okay? However, you guys have to understand, defective woman, they are throwaway woman, okay? I made that video on MGTOW TV, go through my search history, it's before this video by a good 4 videos, I believe. There are women out there who are just damaged, they're garbage, they're going to the hellfire, that's it. So you can use them, you can abuse them all you want. You see, the problem here is when you damage good women. Let me say that one more time. The problem is when you damage good women. You know, when you go up to a girl and you're like, hey, baby mama, I'm going to take care of you, I'm going to be your man, we're going to have beautiful children together. Then you take her virginity and you throw it away in the garbage can. Then you throw the girl away in the garbage can. Yeah, that's when we have a problem with God. But when you have a woman who's already, you know, she's already in the garbage can. I mean, think about it, guys. Let's use our brain. Women today don't want relationships. You guys need to understand that, okay? You see, Muslim women are going down the same path white girls have went down for the past several decades. I mean, how many times have we seen videos on MGTOW TV, TikTok videos, where women are saying, all right, guys, I got 6 kids from 10 different baby daddies. I'm only 20 years old and I want a man who's gonna marry me and take care of me. How many videos do we see of women, Western women, crying on camera because they're working 3 jobs to take care of their 5 kids and they need a man to take care of them, right? We see that all the time in the West, okay? Now, the Muslim woman, they're doing the opposite. They're actually going down the path that this woman went down several decades ago. And, you know, here's the thing, you know, the average Western woman, she loses her virginity by the age of 13. By the time she becomes of legal age, you know, the age of 18, she has long lost her ability to pair bond. She's damaged beyond repair. And on top of all that, is that, you know, this girl right now, what ends up happening is that she has multiple kids. So her life is over. I mean, again, we see this on TikTok, on social media all the time, where a girl is not even 18 years old and her life is already over. She's a drug addict. She slept with hundreds of men. She has all sorts of bastard children from Shad and Tyrone. And her life is in the garbage can. Muslim women, on the other hand, they're doing the opposite. You know, you got these Muslim women who are virgins, but no. They want to focus on their career. They want to ride the cock carousel. It's like, baby girl, you're perfect. You're a virgin. You're young. What are you going to do? You're going to go focus on a career, and then you're going to ride the cock carousel like a white woman? You know, Islam was 100% right when they told us that Muslims will follow the Jews and Christians, even if they go into the lair of the wolves. So when I look at all these Muslim women who are embracing feminism, it's like, really, really, really? You don't see all these dumb Western whores crying on TikTok, social media, begging men to wife them up because their life is such a mess because of prostitution, drugs, you know, they tried to, you know, find their perfect career, but they ended up having a fucking job that they don't like. Like Sydney McTow said, job for women stands for just over broke. So these Muslim women who are virgin, they're young, they're throwing it all away. And this just goes to show you guys that women genuinely don't want relationship, okay? You know, look at countries like Afghanistan and Egypt. You know, Egypt, they're embracing feminism. So all these women in Egypt, they're like, I'm going to be a strong and independent woman. Let me tell you something, guys. All these feminist women in the world and in the Middle East, and I've seen it with my own eyes, they want to ride the cock carousel. I've said it before and I've said it again. Every woman out there who wants to be strong and independent, what she's really saying is, I want to get smashed by every hot guy I can stick inside my pussy. Let me say that one more time. Every woman out there who is a feminist, what she really is saying is that I want to get fucked by every hot guy and then have either my daddy pay for it, either I have some beta male orbiter pay for it, or I have the government pay for it, you know, right? You know, you look at Afghanistan, all these women in Afghanistan who are strong and independent, guess who was paying for it? Us, the American taxpayer. We were paying for feminism in Afghanistan. We're paying for feminism in Egypt right now. And yet these women think they're empowered and they're strong and independent. No, baby girl. Like TFM said, men are being capped at the knees and you ladies are being artificially given jobs and given money. This is haram money. It's fake money. It's usury. That's what it is. That usury is haram. It's forbidden. And yet you women lavish your entire life inside usury. So when Big Daddy Government, aka America, goes away, what's going to happen to all of you dirty, dirty sharmutas out there, right? So these women, they genuinely do not want relationships. So to all of you Muslim guys out there, the bottom line, when you see a woman embracing Islam, be wary of her. What's her history? Guys, I cannot stress this enough, okay? If a woman was a dirty, dirty sharmuta, and all of a sudden, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Guys, you don't need a fucking PhD in psychology to realize that this woman simply wants an insurance policy. She wants that beta male provider. That's number one. Number two, for all of you guys out there about, oh, Zina this, Zina that. Guys, the women are already damaged. They don't want a fucking relationship. Get it through your motherfucking minds, guys. Especially you good boys, you religious people out there. Women don't want relationships. Look at all the Muslim women. Look at the Afghan woman. Look at the Egyptian woman. Look at the Saudi woman. They're all openly saying, we don't want a relationship. We want a career, which is code for, we want to get our pussy Nagasaki Hiroshima by every motherfucking shed in Tyrone. Guys, I cannot stress this enough, and you guys don't want to understand this. Women don't want relationships. They don't even want a motherfucking career. What they want is that they want the opportunity to go out and get fucked. That's what these women want. And right now, women are getting money from Big Daddy government. Once Big Daddy government goes away, you know, you're gonna have millions and millions of dirty, dirty sharmutas out there that nobody would want. So the bottom line for all of you Muslim guys out there, give up. Just give up on the notion that there are good women out there who want relationships, okay? They don't want relationships. The only way a woman will ever want a relationship is if she's so fugly that no other man would even look at her, or if they are in a country that is so poor, they literally cannot afford feminism. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace, take care of yourselves.